Adam Nabilia is an educator, writer, musician, and now comedian. Best known as the on-screen teacher in the SBS documentary Lost for Words. Away from the screen, Adam is a passionate songwriter who's released three albums under the stage name Adam Blacksmith. He spent the last 3 years writing his memoir, a memoir called Australia's Least Wanted, which draws from his time teaching inmates with intellectual disabilities at Long Bay Jail, offering readers a rare insight into the jail under the belly and to the plight of inmates living with an intellectual disability. While eagerly awaiting publication, Adam has adapted one of its chapters, Two Out with Tupac, into a stage performance for the Sydney Fringe Festival. And so happy to say that Adam joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Adam, how are you going?
Good morning, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us here. This is quite the story to get this one onto stage. How would you describe working as a prison educator?
Very, very interesting. It's hard. It's really, really difficult to describe, which is why I tried to write a memoir, to be honest. No day is the same. And I guess one of the things I'll say is that most of the education happens outside of the classroom.
Yeah.
Because it's in the stories and the mishaps and the songs and all of the stuff that happens outside the classroom where I think most of the education really happens for the boys.
Australia's Least Wanted, a catchy title. How'd you come up with the idea of documenting your experience working at Long Bay Jail?
Well, it's been on my, to get political nice and early, we were outed from the teachers of New South Wales prisons were outed in 2017 by the Liberal government. And I think it's been a bit of a thing for me to write and tell my story since that time. So it's taken 3 years to write, and it's in the hands of an editor. And
yeah.
Not so patiently awaiting her feedback.
And thusly, your lack of patience has led you to this next chapter in your creative life. So you've taken a chapter from the book, Australia's Least Wanted, and adapted it into a stage performance for the Sydney Fringe Festival.
That's right. So the chapter I've chosen is Two Out with Tupac, which tells the story of a Gamilaroi man, Jackie Boy, and he learnt some pretty uncomfortable truths about his hero, Tupac, through a reading lesson. And it's through that we bring that to the stage where, he confronts some of the Wikipedia facts about Tupac, which are pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's through that time that he learns of Tupac's history, but also we learn of the cultural norms within the jail and some of the faux pas to avoid as well. So it's quite confrontational, but it comes with a language warning and a content warning, the show, because it's about Long Bay Jail and it's about actually what happened inside.
And is there going to be rapping in it as well?
Look, there will be a little bit of rapping, but unfortunately that comes from me. I've adapted one of the songs, so it's not great rapping.
I don't know if you meant to say unfortunately that's from me. But yeah, that's really amazing stuff, and so great for it to have a home there at the Sydney Fringe Festival.
Absolutely. I'm really pleased that it'll be on the Yalgali stage at the Pact Theatre.
Yes, beautiful theatre there in Urko.
It really is, and it plays host to all the Indigenous artists, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists, and my story centres on Gamilaroi and Jackie Boy, and also pays homage to my mum's matriarchal link to the Darug tribe as well. So it's a really nice fitting space to be performing this.
Is it a solo work, or you got people helping you?
There's two people helping me, and they're great musicians. I've got James McCauley and Michael Allen, and they're both professional musicians and also now actors. It was news to them as well that they were acting, but here we are.
So you made them sign the contract before you let them know, you're going to be doing some acting here on this one. And it is sort of, is it one of those things that is kind of taxing for you emotionally? I mean, it's a raw, urgent, deeply human story, this one?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's the thing about working inside. It's most people think it's scary and hard and all of those things that we read about, the most violent criminals and all of those stories.
But, yeah.
But essentially, it's sad, and it's sad to see the trauma that brings these young men into jail and older men, of course. And
yeah.
I think a trauma-informed approach is what we all need to bring to a jail, because it's really what is the genesis of most of these men's behaviours.
I would imagine it is difficult work like that, but it is also when you're there, when you are making progress and you're actively seeing that your contribution is making people's lives better, it must make it all worthwhile.
Yeah, it's highly rewarding, as you say. The lows are low, but the highs are really high.
Yeah.
I keep in contact with some of the inmates because they can call me at the jail and they can, contact me as their teacher, so it's all above board. But it's really good to see them released into the community. But sadly, the recidivism rate's quite high with the disability cohort within jails. Given that through care is pretty tough and accommodation on the outside is pretty limited. And it's hard to find, you know, these men go back into the lives that they led prior to coming into jail. And so sometimes the work that we do inside is undone by the habits of the outside.
But I guess potentially it might sort of be, if they're able to see you taking these experiences and turning it into something positive through art and theatre and music and everything, is that sort of a potential way to reduce that recidivism?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, a colleague of mine, Murray Cook, who's a prolific musician and also the teacher at Long Bay for 21 years.
Not Murray from the Wiggles.
Not Murray from the Wiggles, but Murray from Mental as Anything, from Warumpi Band, from Midnight Oil. And you would know Murray Cook from all of those bands. A different Murray, and both of those Murrays are friends, for the record.
Are they really? They got to get a band together, the Murray Cooks.
But Murray Cook, my Murray Cook, he is the producer of Ballads Behind Bars, Songbirds.
Oh, of course.
That Murray Cook. And he's a colleague of mine, and he'll also be showing up to perform on Saturday night with us on the harmonica.
Oh, wow. This is really, really exciting stuff. It's happening at the Sydney Fringe Festival there at the Pact Theatre for Emerging Artists. So it's running from the 30th of August this Saturday till the 5th of September?
Correct. So there's two shows on Saturday. There's a matinee, I think that's 1:30, and there's a 6:30 show this Saturday at Pact. And then we move across to the Erskineville Town Hall on the Wednesday night. And the Friday night, and those shows are at 7:30.
Oh, really? Doing the Erko Town Hall? This is great.
That's right. The Erko Town Hall are much smaller shows, so get those tickets early, whereas the Pack Theatre has a much bigger capacity.
And for that Ballads Behind Bars, for more of that sort of content, be sure to tune in to Jailbreak, hosted by Kate Pinnock here on 2SER 9:30pm Sunday evenings. Adam Nabilia, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast to chat the forthcoming book, Australia's Least Wanted, the production happening as part of the Sydney Fringe Festival. I'll put links on the website to where people can get tickets. When we were talking about all of the things that you do, you mentioned, of course, that you're a musician. What's your moniker for your music?
I play under the stage name Adam Blacksmith, and partly that was because I wanted to divorce my time from jail from the inmates, and I use the name Blacksmith. So my name's Adam Blacksmith, and I have three albums under that title, and we'll be playing some of those songs on throughout the show as well.
And I believe the most recent of which is Blind to the Sea?
Correct.
All right, let's have a song from it now.
Thank you, Danny.
This one's called Flowers for No One. Adam, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.